In the market for a home? Well, it's your lucky day. You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show, and we're talking mortgages with Galaxy Lending Group. Call 1-888-ROSIE4U.
On live right here in the studio with special guest Mr. Harold Jenkins. We have a conversation we were in the middle of as we were going to break there. Are we going to pick that up now, or you want to hit a few calls first?
No, let's get to that. What did you call it? Stash of cash?
Yeah.
Free money?
That
always scares me.
I'm not quite sure I trust that exact phrase, but...
But this is a state program that they put together to help people prevent foreclosure and or short sale. Talk about it.
It's Arizona Department of Housing, and through the Arizona Department of Housing, there is a ton of money that's available that, frankly, what they say is they don't have enough people applying for it to be able to use all of the money before the program expires. But it's designed for a few things. Foreclosure assistance to prevent foreclosure. I have a friend that contacted the Department of Housing. He was having financial trouble. He was a few months behind on his mortgage. He ended up getting $30,000 to bring his loan current. The money was paid directly to his mortgage company. Bring the loan current to stop the foreclosure. The homeowners, the borrowers, do not have to pay this money back. This is grant money. This is money that is available from the state of Arizona. It can be used with refinances also. If you have a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan and you are upside down, you're underwater, you don't have the equity, up to $100,000, they will bring you back down to even, to 100% loan to value. So if your house is worth $100,000, but you owe $200,000 on it and you're eligible for the program, they will grant you. You do not have to repay this money. $100,000 to bring it down to the current value of the property.
And holy cow!
And when you say time, you know, when does this program end?
The program is set to expire at the end of 2014. And
that's a lot of time still.
There's a lot of time. They have a lot of money, though. They have millions and millions of dollars. And unfortunately, not enough people know about this. They don't know that the money's out there. The money's out there also to help with short sale negotiations. So if you are in the middle of a short sale and let's say you have a second mortgage that for whatever reason you can work out the deal to short sale with your first mortgage, but the second's being a pain, that if you apply and qualify for this, the state will actually pay off that second so that all you have to deal with is the first mortgage on the short sale.
Fantastic. Wow. Man, I'd never heard of that.
A few people have. And so the state is doing the best job they can to get the word out to the mortgage companies. The first place to start as a homeowner, if you're in a situation or if you feel like it's money that would benefit you, it's azhousing.gov. And then any of the lenders that are familiar with that loan program can assist you with the application process and going through the paperwork with the state. It's extensive, but we'll help you through it.
Well, hopefully that little tidbit of information will help a lot of our listeners that may find themselves in that unfortunate position. Let's bring Jeff into the conversation, who's calling us from Peoria, Arizona. Jeff, how can we help you today, our friend?
I got troubles, and I appreciate the show. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I don't know a whole lot about the housing market and everything. It's confusing to me. I want to be a first-time home buyer. I've lived in Phoenix my whole life. I'm 43, and I got an issue with doctor bills and hospital bills that I can't get out from under, and they say that doesn't go against you, but every time I've tried, I've tried to get other stuff, it hinders me from getting anything, and I was wondering if I should just file bankruptcy on everything, if that would help me, or if it would defeat what I'm trying to do.
Jeff, how much money are we talking about on the hospital bills?
Oh, man. I'm probably looking at about $15,000 to $16,000 that I can't. I've been trying, and every time I go successfully for a little bit, and then of course work up and down, and you fall off. And Okay. It's just something I'll never get paid off, and I'm scared. You know, my wife would like a house, you know. I mean, I live in a house now, but I'm rent.
Yeah, you'll get it paid off. You can do it. You can do it. And I'm not ready to say that bankruptcy is going to be the best option. You know, I don't know. But one of the things that the number one thing when it comes to qualifying and when it comes to looking how we look at credit as a first-time buyer is that we've got to establish a year, 2 years where everything's being paid on time. If you can negotiate a payment plan with the medical bills, with the doctors, with the collection companies, any kind of payment plan, the amount of the payment doesn't even matter. But as long as you're making payments to them, we're going to recognize that it's medical bills that have gone to collection possibly, but we're also going to recognize that you've established a plan to repay them and that you're establishing a credit history with repayment on those obligations. And then once you start that and once you get them to accept regular payments and you're able to do that, you'll find that it goes very, very quickly. Your credit is going to fix itself just as you continue, just whatever it is, even if it's just $5 a month. Yeah, maybe you'll never pay it off, but we'll never make you pay it off once you establish for us that you're paying these things regularly, usually a year.
Jeff, there's a real strategy there in negotiating this debt with the hospital. You know, you want to negotiate it into a low enough monthly number you can guarantee yourself in your own peace of mind that you can make this payment every single month. Don't let them negotiate you up. And don't worry about the equity balance. Once we get you back into a house, you're going to develop some options as you develop equity in that house to do other things down the road. You're doing the right thing, man. Just sometimes when you're in a state like that, you're aggravated, you're frustrated. And
you need someone to ensure that you are doing the right thing.
Yeah, just, you know, if we would all just do the right thing, just everybody do the next right thing. Let's talk a little bit about credit score. You know, you hear the numbers all the time. Are you in the 700 club? You know, what kind of credit score are y'all looking for?
Well, generally speaking, and this is just very general in nature because there are certainly factors beyond the credit score that can impact the qualifying, but what you'll find as far as the qualifying process being easy is a score as low as 620.
Okay.
It does not take a 700 score to qualify for a mortgage or an 800 score. It's just the credit doesn't have to be that strong.
Can you paint a picture for me of what a credit score of 620 looks like?
Sure. Credit score 620 is going to have that will have had some problems in the past. There may have been a bankruptcy. There may have been collections that have occurred in the past, but over the past 12 months to 24 months, everything has been paid on time. So what I've found is that we could see the worst credit in the world, somebody that I wouldn't even give them a quarter to make a phone call back when there were pay phones. But 2 years of paying everything on time, and at worst, you're going to be a 620, and you're going to find that that credit is not going to be an issue as far as qualifying for a mortgage.
There you go, Jeff. And listen, Jeff, we'd like to do what we could to help you and your wife get in that first home as well. If you have any further questions and like to go deeper on how we may be able to help, you can call Harold at
602-595-1233.
All right. And it's that time of the show. It's actually Rosie's favorite time of the show where we start talking about the Arizona staycation. This is brought to you by Sanderson Ford in Glendale, as well as Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism. You register to win the staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. It's the perfect vacation. Listen, you register, we pull a winner, you as the winner get to decide where you're going and when you're going, generally speaking.
Generally speaking, but
this time.
Today, this week only, I have 4 passes to the Arizona train, thetrain.com. You can look at it and see what it is. It's a wonderful trip starting in Williams. You ride the train, it's a pass for 4, lodging, train ride, and food for 2 nights.
And we're going to draw that winner this week. So get to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. You'll see the place to register. And the reason we're doing this, we have allowed people to pick wherever they want to go, whenever they want to go. But when we gave them this option, most of them were picking this option. So the good folks up at the train said, hey, we'll just give you a package to give away. So awesome.
And while you're putting in your go to info at rosieonthehouse.com, also just take a minute to look at the train. The Polar Express is coming up. I think if you want to get on it, you better buy your ticket soon. That's so much fun in the wintertime.
We talked about the Polar Express last Saturday, and in Sunday's paper, it said, sign now. Spaces going quickly.
Well, and the last 2 years they've done one. It's Harvest a Pumpkin. You ride out and pick a pumpkin, and that's like Octoberish. So that would be a blast as well.
A great, great family vacation, staycation package, all available from the train. You depart from Williams, you run up to the Grand Canyon, and on the Polar Express, you go out, you have a little dinner, and it's the whole movie experience. I know we have never done it, but we know a lot of families that have.
Well, I have this goal of taking all 10 grandchildren when they're old enough to enjoy it.
You got more than
this. I know, 11.
Is the train big enough?
Is there any end?
How big is that train?
I think we need our own train.
So Arizona Staycation, registered to win it there, and sponsored by Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways Magazines, along with the Arizona Office of Tourism. We're talking home mortgages now. We're talking about credit scores. We're talking about grant money available from the state to help you prevent a short sale or foreclosure. We're talking about anything you'd like to talk about in the way of mortgages. We've got Debbie. Let's see if we can bring Debbie in real quick. She's been on hold for so long. Let's see if we can answer her question quickly. Debbie calling from Tucson.
I have a question regarding the insurance that we have to have on this house after we purchase it.
Okay.
How do we figure the price per square foot? And this happens to be a townhouse on the east end of Tucson, if that matters.
Well, I'll tell you, generally speaking, your insurance agent can guide you along that way. But the other thing you could do, Debbie, is call our Rosie Certified Builder and Remodeler in Tucson. It's Assurance Builders, and John Reuter, owner of Assurance Builders, could certainly give you what the realistic replacement costs of the house are.
Phone number 520-546-9752.
One more time.
546-9752.
There you go.